Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Danny Green, guys, who joins us here to talk some NBA. He's the Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. The Lakers, we just saw them. The Hawks got smoked. All we got out of this one was a Jalen Johnson jam. That was fun to watch. Do you think the Lakers can make a run at this stage?
Well, Jalen Johnson had two jams. They're pretty nice. He could be a real player. But the Lakers, you can never count them out when they have Anthony Davis and LeBron James. I think D'Lo is probably the best fit for them. I don't know why they've been thinking about trading him. But D'Lo and Austin Reeves are really good players. I think they just – it's hard right now, and it seems like they have a couple guys out, and they're not maybe not be coming back. But they need to be healthy. You know, they need Jared Vanderbilt back. They need Torian Prince healthy. I don't know if he's got any issues. Gabe Vincent, we have not seen him all year. Cam Reddish. These are guys that people forget about but are key players into helping them, you know, making a run and get into the playoffs.
Danny, when it comes to the Hawks, they're struggling right now, 7-8 games under 500 for most of the season. You were a vet for a long time in this league, playing at a high level. How would you be a vocal leader in the locker room or rally the troops to make sure that the vibe and the energy is where it needs to be when you're playing out the string like the Hawks are?
Well, this is a perfect opportunity for the guys that don't get that, like with the injuries that they have, perfect opportunity for those guys that don't play much to show what they're made of. You know what I'm saying? Next man up is opportunity. So I would, really encourage them to like take advantage of this time. And we could still win games. We're still, not far out of this thing. We can turn it around and you guys can kind of make your money. You can make your mark on this game and on this league during this time with Sadiq being out, Trey being out.
Right.
We need some guys to step up and, who's going to be the guy? Who's going to be the guy that show that they're worthy of, getting in a rotation and staying in a rotation. So, you got to bring that positive energy every day. You got to take advantage of every minute that you're in this league and on that floor. I know that some of them feel like they're not playing for anything, but this is a great golden opportunity for some of those other guys that don't get a chance to see the floor like that.
I know, Danny, we were talking about this a few weeks ago with you. Danny Green joins us here, former NBA star. Do you blow it up and you keep Trey, or do you blow it up and say, really, I got to move Trey to get the pieces in here to change it? I know that would be terrible for the fan base. A lot of folks would probably not show up again. But how do you fix this Hawks team, man? I mean, I think you got to spend some money.
It's a good thing they don't pay me those dollars or put me in those positions where I make those decisions. So I'm just a fan watching. And, it's a tough decision for the front office to make. I think you might want to give it a go and see how far you can go with it. Maybe another year or half a season.
Okay.
And then maybe blow it up. But eventually, you're either going to have to get the right pieces around Trey or use Trey to get the right pieces in there to start over. That's a decision that is above my pay grade, and I'm glad I don't have to make it.
Danny, when you watch the likes of Trey Young and DJ DeJounte Murray play together, the club, as we just said, has a tough set of circumstances to work with here, determining if they are the future of the club. From what you've seen in the sample size, can they work together long-term as a Batman and Robin combo?
I think so. I mean, they need another maybe two pieces. I think if Sadiq's healthy, he's pretty good. Bogey's really good. But I think they're just missing, one other player that can make them, an elite team. But I think those two did very well early on. Last year did pretty well, and early on in this season, they started off pretty hot. You know, it is very hot and cold. They just got to be consistent, and that comes with some of the leadership and just the consistency of staying healthy. So it's hard to say, but I think they can definitely. Those two players are very special, and I think they can. But I think they need the right pieces around them as well.
Danny Green is with us, guys, as we're bouncing around the NBA. It looks like, you know, the Bucks. Ever since, like, the coach got, it's just been a different energy. The Celtics, though, and this is something which I don't know if you feel comfortable talking about it, but it's a killer instinct. Like, we talk about Tatum and company. They got everything but the cherry on top. Is this the year they can finish?
I think so. I mean, last year they have all the pieces they need. I think they lack a little depth. And we'll see. I said the killer instinct comes from the leadership, and we'll see what Joe Mazzulla cook up this year. I think I like him as a coach, but we'll see how much they've all matured as a group, you know, not just the players, but also the coaching staff. So I think they have enough, but Denver is one of those teams. It depends on who they match up coming out of the West. It is one of those teams that can be hard to beat.
Sticking in the East, Danny, as we're talking with Danny Green. Two teams that have never done it before, or they haven't done it in a long time, at least in the Cavs and the Knicks, are creeping up to take the place of an injured Philadelphia squad. Do you buy either of those teams as serious contenders in the East?
I like the Knicks, the moves they made when they're healthy. So they just got OG back. They need Julius Randle back. When they picked up Alec Burks and Bojan, so I think that those were great pieces for them off the bench. But they have, you know, guys stepping in time and time again. They need Mitch Robinson back. Deuce McBride stepping up, playing great for them. They have a lot of good pieces. And I think they have what it said, the matchup. They can give Boston the best matchup, I think, in the East. Milwaukee, I don't know if they have the guard player. The big size is enough to guard, you know, those Jason Tatum, those two wings. I do like the Knicks. But Cleveland, that I don't know if they have. So their backcourt, their front court is solid. I just don't think they have the backcourt size to match up with, like, a Boston, you know, in that sense. So it's going to be interesting. And a lot of times playoffs come down to who's going to execute when the game slows down, and also coaching and leadership.
Sort of in a similar vein in the West, you have two teams that are upstart that are putting the league on notice right now in Minnesota and OKC. Which one of those do you buy as a viable contender for Denver?
I think OKC is a little young, so they need another year or so. I like Minnesota. They have a little mix of some veteranship with them. And so they have, you know, they get everybody healthy once again. Get Kat and Rudy back, and then Kat healthy. You got Mike Conley there that can help, you know, lead a young Anthony Edwards. You got Kyle Anderson over there, who I like. I think they also lack a little bit of depth coming off the bench and some shooting. So we'll see what they add and see what they bring to the table. But I think that's the team that, out of those two, that I like most of being mature enough to take it, you know, to maybe get into the Western Conference Finals or, you know, getting the next step. I think OKC needs another year. They haven't been in the playoffs yet. Minnesota has been in similar type atmospheres in the past, you know, couple of years or so.
All right, man. Let's talk some turkey. Are you Tar Heels going to take care of business? I mean, you don't want to. How do
I
you
hope
lose?
So, man.
I know the Wolfpack was good this year, but you know that's like Chris. I said the other day it was at Hayward we had on. It's like their Christmas for NC State to beat Carolina in the ACC.
Yeah, they had a good run. They got a hot run, and for me, I didn't care to win the ACC tournament because we always lose the regular the NCAA tournament when we win that. I just didn't like the fact that we lost to NC State, but you know, good for them. They got the tournament. They played well at the right time. Maybe they'll make some noise and bust some brackets in the regular tournament, but I think my boys said they're ready. I think they'll get it done. And I said, I don't really care about the ACC title right. Like that. And I think it's hard to win, you know, 9 straight after winning the conference tournament. So you need that wake up call. You need that wake up call, get you back focused and back hungry again. So right. I think, you know, this year could be the year they get it done.
You beat, Michigan State. I always wonder how you shoot in those football stadiums, man, as far as the field, the vision.
Oh, it's different. It took us a while. The first Final Four, we were in, lucky enough I was able to be in two of them,
right.
Was in San Antonio. And we got smoked by Kansas because of that backdrop that we're not used to. So be able to, be used to the crowd and being that many people and having nothing behind that, you know, the rim, the backboard, is that big of a stadium, is not easy. But I think, you know, after that first experience, it allowed us to kind of hone in the next year to be able to get back there and understand and get a better feel for being in the football stadiums.
Right on. And again, championship with Roy Williams and the rest is history. Hey, man, we'll talk to you soon, Danny. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. That's our NBA Odyssey Insider, Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.